Okay, welcome back everybody. I was there last week. Okay, so we're just doing a very quick review. So we said the following thing. Last week we learned that every single person has the ability to enrich this world with his own individual ruchnius, his own individual ruchniyut, his spirituality. The only thing is, the only challenge is you have to be able to express that ruchniyut. You have to be able to get in touch with it and you have to be able to express it. Says Rav Kook also that it doesn't make a difference. Lav davka adam chacham milumad. It doesn't have to be a great giant. It doesn't have to be the greatest Rebbe, the Hasidic Rebbe, the Sephardic chacham. It doesn't have to be. It can even be an adam pashut. Why? Because the very fact that we are here in this world means that there's something special about us. And the very fact that we have our own individuality means that we can give back to the world that which is special about us. So that's what we spoke about last week. And we basically discuss the idea that yes, there are things that are very special about us, but in the world we spoke about the concept of how you have to exercise things in order for them to go to Poal. So if a guy, we brought the concept that if a guy, for example, is a musician but he never comes and plays instrument, it's chaval, he never reaches his potential. If a guy's potential is to be a tremendous athlete and he never does any exercise, he'll never reach his potential. So we know we have a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gift is that we get Torah, we get mitzvot, we get opportunities for gemilut chasidim. But if we never go out and we don't utilize that gift, so then we don't use the potential. So today's chabura is talking about that gift. Today's chabura is, what does that mean that we have this gift? We have this gift? Do we indeed have this potential for spirituality? And if so, how so? And how do we maintain it? That's what today is. So it says in the Or Yecheskel, beautiful book, says the following thing. You can find it on source number 3 in the sheet that I give out. B'midush b'parshat Shavua, it says the following thing. It says, b'sha'ash niglah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a tremendous midush. Okay? B'sha'ash niglah HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Har Sinai. At that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nigleh, he revealed himself to everybody on Har Sinai. So Yardimo Chaf Be Revavot Shamalachim came down to the earth 22,000 angels. Vehayu Kulam Asuim Digalim Digalim. And everybody had a degel. The Malachim, gotta imagine, it's Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu is revealing himself. 22,000 angels are coming down, and how are they coming down? They have flags. They have flags. Shenemar Degul Merava. How do we know from the pasuk Degul Merava? That's how the Midrash is known. So says the Midrash, Kevan Shirao Tan Yisrael Shem Asuim Degalim Degalim. The Midrash says Bnei Yisrael looked, and they were in awe. They were inspired, and they saw that all the Malachim had Degalim Degalim. They had all flags. Hitchilu Mitavim LeDegalim. They too, they got a taiva, they got an appetite. They were inspired. They also wanted to have flags. They also wanted to have degalim. Amru, and they said, Halvai kach anu naesim degalim kemutan. Halvai, we should have flags just like the malachim have flags. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma nitavtem laaso degalim chayechem shani memelei mishalotechem. Whoa, what are you so quick? You have this appetite for degalim. But you know what? I'm going to answer your request. Miyad, immediately, Hodi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Otam Yisrael, he told Bnei Yisrael, V'amar L'moshe L'cha, Aseh Otam D'galim. Go and do for them the galim. This is a very strange midrash. Okay? You have the scene in front of you, you have Har Sinai, this is the moment we've been waiting for, we're finally an Am, we're finally a nation. At the moment that we get the Torah, Chazal generally across the board, everybody says, that was the birth of the nation. We finally have the Torah. We finally have something in our hand. What happens? 22,000 angels surround Har Sinai, and they all have flags. And what happens to us? All of a sudden, we look at them, we're like, whoa, they got flags? We want flags. Let me remind you. They got flags? We want flags. Okay? So there's a reason why people say that. People have a certain yearning for that. So that's the Midrash. So it says the Or Yecheskel, Ve'yesh li torer u'madua itavu kol kach klal Yisrael degalim. We have to ask the question. The question remains. Why is it that the Bnei Yisrael wanted so badly these flags? V'chi b'glal sh'ra'u ta malachim asu'im digalim digalim? Is it because they saw the malachim, they had the galim? Because they saw somebody had something, that's why they wanted it? Yesh li tavot liyo dugmat amalachim. Ve'ech ishvu atzmal amalachim, at kidei sh'nitzeh behem tava mamash digalim. How is it possible for them to be like malachim? You could say, maybe they really wanted to be like the malachim. But that's impossible. So where does this haifa come from? So says the Or Yecheskel, an interesting yesod. And he says the following. This is the last paragraph in source number 3. Yesod inyan ze kashur mipnei she'enenu yodim gedulot hadam. You know what? This inyan about the whole angels, it's because we're not in touch. We don't understand the tremendous gedula, the tremendous strength, the greatness of man. We are not. We don't know the greatness of man, the potential of man. But when you realize the greatness of man and you realize what it means to have a nefesh, and you know that in each one of us there exists what? An image of God. Or bosai, in each one of us exists an image of God. You know what I'm telling you here? An image of God. Can you imagine how we would behave if we thought for 1 minute that mamish that God was with us? How would we interact with people? How would our scissors, rocks, stones, games would look like? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, I was recently shown the video from the lobby. Whatever. Okay? How? Just imagine for 1 second. If I saw Uri and I said, whoa, what's that spark coming with? That's God. That's the God in every single one in this room. Imagine. So if we were only zochet to really realize this, we would realize that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You hear me? We are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how our nefesh is so connected to His. It's unbelievable. Azai ein mistafkim biktanus. Ele shoafim la'agia ledvarim hane'alim biyoter. You know what? When we realize how great we are, tremendous spirituality that we have, then we wouldn't settle for things that are very mundane. We would never be able to satisfy our nefesh. You know why? And this is the punchline. The fact that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that there is an image of God in us, that fact, we will never be satisfied with the spirituality that we have. Because we're going to want to fill it up. It's like an empty hole that we constantly want more. V'zeh chilek elok mim'al. Shevshoshe ha'nefesh hem chilek ma'kodesh baruch hu. V'lachen ha'nefesh mevakesh et hitakravut ha'gdula shevshar lo la'kodesh baruch hu. V'zeh makor ha'tava ladgalim shezeh mi'ra v'kavru la'kodesh baruch hu. So let me explain the Or Yecheskel. The guys just come in. I want to just summarize to you very simply what we're talking about. There's a beautiful Midrash that says that when Bnei Yisrael were in Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed Himself and 22,000 angels came down. And each angel was carrying a flag. And all of a sudden, Bnei Yisrael started to complain. They started to talk among themselves. And they said, oh man, we want flags just like those flags. Kodesh Baruch Hu hears them and He commands Moshe to give them flags as well. That's the end of the Midrash. And the Or Yecheskel says, what's going on here? What's going on here? What? Bnei Yisrael, did they think they were malachim? What's this need for the flag? So the Or Yecheskel explains, and this is when you walked in, the Or Yecheskel explains, if only we understood the greatness of man. If only we understood who we are, the godliness that is within us, how we are so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because once we understand, we have a mindset of how spiritual we are and how spiritual we can be, then we would understand that our taiva, our appetite, is always to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says in the last sentence, V'zeh makor ha'tava. This is the reason, this is the source for their tremendous appetite, that galim. This is why they wanted that galim. You know why? She'zeh mirah hitkravu l'Kodesh Baruch Hu. They just wanted to do what? They wanted to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They wanted to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's all they want. So I'm going to give you an example of what this is reminds me of. Okay? And this is, I'll show it to you a personal example. What is the word liyot karov? What does that mean?
close.
To be close. Can somebody give me an example of something that they are close to, or someone that they are close to? That you have a yearning, you want to be close to that thing or that person.
Hashem,
okay, that's an example that we're talking about right now. But
parents,
okay. Give me an example of a situation where you were like, you really felt like you wanted your parents there. Can you think of something?
Well, yeah, homesick camp.
Okay, homesick camp, maybe homesick in yeshiva. Okay, maybe, okay. Anybody else?
My younger brother.
Younger brother, okay. I remember last year, I was one of our children was in the hospital for a week, so I didn't see my family. I was with my child. My wife at that time had given birth to the baby. I did not see my children for an entire week. So finally, when we let out of the hospital, I had a yearning. I had to go see my kids. This happens to me all the time. When I go recruiting for the yeshiva, I don't see my family for an entire week. So by the time I get back, it's like 2 weeks later, I can't stand anymore. Like I have to see my children. I have to be with them. I have to be with my family. Right? You understand where I'm getting to? Like, you understand that closeness?
Yeah.
Comes along the Or Yecheskel, he says, multiply that by 1,000 times. That's the gift that you have. That's the gift that you have. You can utilize that potential, or you can just let it be. But that's the gift that you have. You have a gift inside of you, that you have an image of Tzelem Elokim inside of you. And that Tzelem Elokim wants to be karov to Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. See, if you ever wonder sometimes why life is a little bit not so meaningful, if you ever wonder sometimes, like, what are you doing here? If you ever wonder sometimes, like, ugh, I'm just not feeling it, I'm not getting it, that's because it's empty. That cup is empty and you're not connecting. But when you do connect, when you have like that amazing davening, when you have that tremendous, like when you finally learn something and you feel like excited, that's a percentage of getting that vekus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do that active chesed and you're like, whoa, and you're on such a high, that's the connection. You hear what I'm saying to you? Rabosa, you understand? Does it make sense? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Pele Yoetz wrote a sefer of all the different topics that you can think of. Not all, but a lot of main topics that come up in Judaism. And one of the topics that he writes about is Dvekut Bashem. So I thought what we would do is we would learn a little bit deeper now, what does it mean to be Dvek Bashem? Okay, this is the second source. It's source number 4. And it goes like this. Dvekut Bashem Yitbarach hi mitzvah mitaryag mitzvot. First of all, you should know, to cling to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah doraita. What's the mitzvah? Shiyeh devek Bashem tadir, always becheshek rav, with tremendous amount of feeling, with emotion, birshipeya shalhevet ahava, with fire! Okay? Ve'ech lecha midah tova himena dechol ba. And you have no greater midah than this. Ulefi chashivuta keshi hasagata. That's amazing. According to the importance of the mitzvah, that is how hard it is to attain it. Okay? According to the importance, that is how hard it is to attain it. Hakol lefi ma'asav shel adam ulefi hishtaduto b'machshava dibur u'maseh yom yom holech v'gadel. Everything is according to the action of the person, to the effort that he puts in, what he thinks, what he says, how he acts, every single day. U'mekadesh atzmo milamata mekadshinoto milamala. If a person is able to be mekadesh himself from here, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be mekadesh from you upstairs. Can somebody give me an example of how does a person be mekadesh himself in this world? How does a person become close to Kodesh Baruch Hu and mekadesh himself in this world? Throw me a small example.
Not giving it to you is
excellent. Give me an example. Theory is great. I want an example. So I'm going to call on Ezra. Watch. I'm going to give him the time to think about it. Go ahead.
You see a girl walking down, you see she's not properly dressed, and instead of staring, you look the other way.
You are a tzaddik. Okay? You are a tzaddik. And this probably happens to you all the time. Havai, the rest of it should be like you. Okay? But that's true what you just said right now. Okay? You have an example, or should I keep going?
Yes,
what?
Yes,
give me an example of something that you can do in this world to be mekadesh the time, to be mekadesh the interaction. Something that you do, but when you do it, you're dovek v'kodesh baruch hu.
Praying.
It's tefillah. Okay, good. Anybody else?
Eating.
What?
Eating.
How so?
Say bracha.
You mekadesh your time, the food, excellent. So that's what he says. The more you are mekadesh your time, the closer you get to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a cycle. Adi arei alav ruach mimarom mitarov v'kidsho. And as you grow in this process, and you mekadesh your time even more, and it's not just the things between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's also between us and man. If I see Uri and I see that he's, you know, he's looking like he's a little upset, maybe he's a little down, I come over to him and say, "Hey Uri, come on, let's coach, man, let's chizuk." And he's all of a sudden, he smiles and he's bright and he's like, he's engaged. I'm mekadesh the time. What? He may hit me after the fact. Okay? But, okay. So what I'm trying to get to is, to be mekadesh something doesn't necessarily mean it's ben adam lamakom. It can be ben adam lachavero. I'm driving my car from Rabbi Shemesh Aleph to Bet, and I see a guy who wants a ride, and I put him in my car. I was mekadesh that moment in my life. Okay, I see a sick child, and I bring them a gift. I'm mekadesh that moment in my life. I see somebody who's upset, and I simply smile, and I give him a little nod to say, "Hey, I know where you're holding." I'm mekadesh that place in my life. Okay. V'chol adam chayav kishuro liishtadel b'chol kocho, and every person is obligated. Rabosai, we're all obligated according to your ability. Liishtadel b'chol kocho lekayem mitzvah zo b'dichavta b'chol eit shazocher. At every single time that you can remember that you have an obligation to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to remember to be mekadosh that time, the zman that you're with. Today's a perfect example. Everybody in this room could have gone to sleep at 2:00 in the afternoon. Kind of, you could play basketball, you can write journals, you could do anything. You took 40 minutes, 45 minutes from your time, and you're learning now. You're mekadesh the zman. That's exactly what we're talking about. Okay? A little Kabbalistic, that's the Pele Yotz in general. He says, you know, you think you're doing your work up here, but let me tell you, everything's been written upstairs. Kadosh Baruch Hu writes everything, a kol niskar, everything is written, everything's going to be remembered. So when he looks up the file and he sees Mr. Feder's name on it, he's like, "Wow, this is very impressive. He's mekadesh here, he's mekadesh there, when he eats, when he sleeps, when he does this. Wow. Tremendous, it's kabbalistic." That's what we're yearning to do. You know why? Imagine lahavdil. We might not necessarily understand this. So now I'm gonna give you the lahavdil. Imagine we were all about to get engaged. We're about to get engaged. Okay, to that girl that you were talking about. Okay? Because now we dated her properly and it's okay to look, and Baruch Hashem, there's a mitzvah, you know, you have to be attracted to the woman that you're going to marry. You know, there's a mitzvah like that. I know you're holding, okay, fine. So you're about to get engaged. Wouldn't you want her to know how great you are? Wouldn't you want her to know your talents and your skills and your abilities? And you would try to do things to make sure that she would want that, right? She would see it. Okay? Because you have a yearning for her. Okay? You have it, mama, she said, this is the girl of my life. This is gonna be my Ezek Kenegdi. So too with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is it, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want to feel empty. I want to have a life full of meaning. So to the same thing here. V'hine amru rabbeinu zal al pasuk l'dav kabo. So Chachamim gave the following pshat on this pasuk, which means he has to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi efshar la'adam ledavek b'shechina. Is it possible that we can cling on to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to his shechina? V'hakati, we see. It says in Dvarim, "Ki Hashem Elokecha Esh Ochlahu." You can never cling to Hashem. You know why? Hashem is Esh. Hashem is fire. How can you cling to fire? Can you touch fire? I touched fire when I was 6 years old. I'll never forget it. Okay? Erev Shabbos, my mom is putting up a thing of soup, and I see this blue flame, and I'm intrigued. And I keep on asking my mom, "What is that? What is?" She goes, "No, get away. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot." But I'm intrigued. I can't help myself. So what do? I wanted to play with it. So I went over and I touched it. You know, I burned my finger. Believe me, I remembered it the entire Shabbos. Why? Because all the medical clinics in this country close Erev Shabbos. So here I am with a mamish with a burnt hand, and they put oil on it, they put ice on it. I was in pain. Okay? But you can't touch God. God is fire. That's what I'm trying to get to.
It's kind of like, don't fly too close to the sun kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay. V'ela. What does it mean, uladaf kabo? What does it mean to get close to him? It means become close to his midos. Mahu rachum, afata rachum. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus, has mercy on us, we should have rachmanus on other people. Mahu chanun, afatai yachanun. The same thing. Uchmidome lechol adam shekvar udaveg bimrotavid barach. Shekol Yisrael hem rachmanim, bnei rachmanim, ve'en lecha adam she'enu chonen dalim, avakidei lidamut elavid barach, tzairuch she'yem erachem vechonen afilu, lo'evo mevakesh ra'ato. Listen to this. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very kind. How do we know he's very kind? Can I use you as an example for 1 second? Because we all know that Mr. Dwork in the room right now has a dislocated shoulder. I mean, it was fixed, but it's very painful. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachman, because he could have made that shoulder, he could have torn all the ligaments and everything else you have in that shoulder. And he could have made it that the dislocation could have never brought in the first place. He never thought about that, huh? He could have, but he didn't have rachman. He just, just dislocate a little bit. We'll give you a little... Maybe the Agmas Nefesh is with the medical services after the fact. That's more painful than having dislocated shoulder. But, so, we have rachamim. Listen, if one of us was sick, wouldn't we care about one another? Wouldn't we care? Would we care or not?
Yes.
Of course we would care. If we see somebody who's in pain, we don't care? Of course we would care. In this country yesterday, something awful happened. You guys made history. You were in this country at the same time. You probably don't even know what happened. So let me tell you. It's embarrassing to say, and it was an embarrassment for the Jewish state, but it happened anyway. For the first time in the history of the world, the president of a country was incarcerated. Yesterday, Mr. Moshe Katsav, who was the president of this country, the last president, went to prison on charges of rape and some other sexually inappropriate things. In this country, it was an embarrassment. And anyone who hears it and hears him crying out and hears his pleas before he went to prison, he got on the mic and he screamed out, "You're taking a man, you're destroying a man, you're killing a man, you have no proof, you have nothing." All he went on and on. You feel for him. You feel for him. It's terrible. What he did was terrible. If he did it, who am I to judge him? There was a Supreme Court of judgment. I'm not here to judge him. I'm saying your heart went out to him. So what he's saying here is we are Rahman ibn Rahman, and we already have the meaning of Rahmanus because we're Jews. So when we hear that, it's easy for our heart to run out, to go out for that person. But listen to what he says. However, Vafilu loivo mevaksharato. Vafilu ishra malalim shomed umatuis kenegdo loimna tovato rachma vechatamito. We have to take that meaning which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, we even have to apply it to our enemies. Even if I do a chesed to somebody else, and that person takes my chesed and he throws it in my face, even him, I'm not allowed to take my goodness away. Okay, I'm not allowed. I had an incident in the Kotel when I was your age, my first year in Eretz Yisrael. That was my year when I was studying in yeshiva. That yeshiva over there. Anyway, I was in the Kotel. It was the first 2 weeks, okay? So, you know, I was going to the Kotel, and the guy was like, can I have tzedakah? So in those days, we had a garot. We have a garot now also, but they were worth much less than they are today. So I took a 10 garot piece, which is probably the equivalent, whatever, and I gave him a 10 garot. So he looks at me, and he's like, I'm telling you, I'm making Shabbos, I have to buy food. Can't you help me out? How much is 10 garot worth in cents today?
2 cents.
2 cents? Nothing. What can you buy with 2 cents? So I looked at him and I was like a wise guy, whatever. So I reached into my pocket. You know what I gave him?
No.
Another 10 garot. Okay? So he took it and he threw it at me. So what I do? I'm embarrassed to say this, but you have to learn from me, even from the bad things I've done. So I said, oh, you don't want? Fine. You don't have to have it. And I picked it up and put it in my pocket and I left. Okay? Terrible. Really, I should have understood the suffering that he had. So he says, even if a person throws at you back the goodness that you give him, it doesn't make a difference. You still have to be good, you still have to be nice, you still have to be mekadesh that time. Why? Because when you're mekadesh that time with another person, you're actually doing a mitzvah. And you are mendavi b'kadosh baruch hu. Just like kadosh baruch hu does it to us. Listen, isn't it true? If you sinned in this room, raise your hand.
In this room, or
if you are sitting in this room and you committed a sin, raise your hand. Okay, every single one of us, except for Avi. Avi is a tzaddik. You see, when girls walk by, he looks down. Okay, he's a tzaddik. And by the way, you're also on recording. So not everybody knows. Okay, so you're a tzaddik, but the rest of us actually We're not as great as you are. So that's what, just like we all sin, and the reality is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could kill us like this in a second. He could smash us to pieces in a second, and he doesn't. He gives us another chance and another chance and another chance. So too, we have to act in the same way. That's what it means to become close to somebody. You become so close to somebody, you begin to act like that person. You all have parents, please God, hopefully in this room. So there's a mother figure, there's a father figure. Sometimes we become so close to them, we begin to act like them a little bit. It's not such a bad thing. So that's what it means to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so now we understand that Bnei Yisrael, we, the Jews, we have a cheshek, there's something inherent, there's something intrinsic within us that wants to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we know the way to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So finish off here, a little saying from Rav Kook. Hadrusha lizikul chamidut. So he says here that there is a tremendous drisha, there's a tremendous demand to purify our midos. So hadrusha lizikul chamidut eina nifseket meolam. The need, the demand to purify our midos, right? That's what we spoke about the last thing. You have to follow the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That never ends. Ki gam im zikach adam et midotav biyuto b'mamad ruchani memutza. Because even if a person purified his midos in a very spiritual way, the more you grow, the more you progress, the more you live your life, then you see the more of you coming out. And the more you act, the more you reveal part of your nefesh. You see, maybe up to today I can say I've grown, I'm a Kaddish Shem Shemaim, I'm using my, but for the next minute, the next half an hour, the next day, I'm going to live a new life. I'm going to live a time that I never lived before. I'm going to have different experiences. So those experiences also warrant me to be Mekadosh myself, to have better midos. ומתוך כך צדיקים שאין הגידול פוסק מהם שהרי הם הולכים מחי לחיים עוסקים תמיד בתשובה בפועל שאחד מחלקי החשובים הוא זיכוך המידו ברבן. So you say, you know what makes a tzaddik? What makes a tzaddik is not the fact that they accomplish a tremendous amount of learning in one time. What makes a tzaddik is consistent growth. That's what makes a tzaddik. A tzaddik knows that he's continuously growing. A tzaddik knows that he's continuously osek b'tshuva. That's what makes a tzaddik. Because if you were continuously osek b'tshuva, so what does that mean about you? Then what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about, Rabbi Osa? What are you thinking about? If you do always chosek b'tshuva, what are you thinking about? What? Kud b'Hashem. You think about getting better. You think about growing. You think about bettering yourself. That's what makes a tzaddik. And if you think that the label tzaddik does not apply to every single person in this room, you're wrong. I said this the last time. A tzaddik doesn't have to be wearing black and white. A tzaddik doesn't have to have a fancy black hat. I'll tell that to every single one of the rebbeim of this yeshiva. A tzaddik has a lot to do with who you are as a person. How you speak to people, how you interact with people, who you are, what's your mindset. I mentioned also the last class, some of you didn't hear it, I was blown away. I was blown away when I saw the picture of the head of the Kabbalistic yeshiva in Nachalot. I was blown away. You know why? Because he looked like a very ordinary guy from the shuk. He was completely shaven. He dressed like a poor guy from Yerushalayim. And this guy is so holy. This guy is like the holiest guy. The answer is yes. Tzaddik doesn't have to look a certain way. He has to be a certain way. So it's all about your mindset. It's all about your machshava. Now we're not holding like Avi, okay? We're not all holding like Avi, but we certainly want to strive to have some of his tzidkus. So that's what he's saying here. You know what he's saying? If you want to be like a Kodesh Baruch, you want to cling to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you need to have good midos. If you want to have good midos, you have to understand it never ends. It's a continuous growing process. It does not end. Because the moment it ends, that's the moment that you end. Okay. Kemishit Kadel, we'll finish with this. This thought. Kemishkat Gel, this is on the left side of the page. Motzi, it's on the bottom left side, right over here. Yeah, reading from the top.
Who is it?
This is Rav Kook. This is the parish of Rav Kook. What does that mean? These are parts of your life that you haven't lived. So the more you grow, the more you live your life. There are other things about you, the other parts of your personality, part of your thinking that we've never seen. And all these things that we haven't seen about you before, they all need consistent purity. They need to be purified. Ki acharei avodah musarit meumetzet shel adam ein shlav shebo hu yachol lashevet b'shalva v'rak linaot misagav. It can't be, Rabbi said, that after you reach a certain spiritual height, that you say, "Oh, I got it. That's it. I'm good." It doesn't work like that. It can't be that after you learn a certain thing, after you know a certain thing, after you act a certain way, you say, "Oh, I'm finished. I'm done." Right? Rav Pinkus has a great line. He says in his book for Tefillah, he says, you know, one Yom Kippur day, I davened for the Amud, I davened Mariv, I gave a drasha the whole day. I was davening Musaf, I said Ne'ilah, I gave another drasha. I came home after fasting for who knows how long. I did the Avoda. I came home, I was so tired. I sat on myself, I'm like, oof. And then I realized, what am I? Am I putter now? Am I putter? That's it? I'm finished? I did my Yom Kippur, I'm finished now after next year? I realized that I'm always an Ovid Hashem. That makes it tzaddik. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter whether you can read a piece of Gemara, whether you can read a pasuk of Chumash. The question is the mindset. The mindset has to be, I'm growing. And that's what he's saying here. It can't be that you say, oh, I've reached, that's it, I'm done, I'm finished. You know what, I'm really great, I know all of Shas. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, this has to be consistent. So, כאשר אדם לומד ומשתנה נפשו ומתחברת וכוחות חייהם שהם מכוונים ונסתרים יוצאים ומתגלים. The more you learn, the greater you become. אותם כוחות נפש גולמיים, שאיפות, יצרם ומחשבות, דורשים עבודת זיכוך מחודשת. The more you learn, the more you have to purify yourself. The more you interact, the more you have to become better. למעשה תהליך עיבוד הישות הוא אינסופי. You know what that means? I hate to break the news to you. It's not a one-year deal. It's not going to end at the Yeshiva Torah Shraga. תהליך עיבוד הישות, the process in which we work on our personality, who ain Sophi, it's everlasting. It's everlasting. That's how you mezakech your midos. That's how you purify who you are as a person. Tzadikim she'ein agidul posek mehem. There are tzadikim that they don't stop growing. Oskim tamid b'tshuva b'poal she'echad mechalkei achoshvim huziku chamidut v'uran. They're constantly growing and they're constantly thinking about their midos. Notice that the point here, the focus here is their midos. Not how Rashi and Tosfos are. Not how the Ran and the Rashba are. They're midos. Hayah afshar lachshov she'atzadikim she'kvar nimtzeim mishlavim mitkadmim mishal avodah ruchanit. We would think, wow, these great rabbis, they already reached these great spiritual levels. We would have thought, אינם נצרכים להתעסק עם יעדים נמוכים אותם כבשו בעבר. We would think, oh, they don't have to stoop themselves down. They don't have to worry about dealing with midos. That's something that they already conquered when they were little children. We would think, motikon amasim v'amido. We would think, oh, these great rabbis, oh, they don't have to worry about bettering their midos. You know why? Because I'm for sure they're already beyond that. That's what we would think. Ulam hamtziut enukach, but reality is not like that. That's not true. Hatzadikim mizachim beopen matmid etchunotahem. The real tzadikim, the real ones, it's an ongoing process. They're constantly purifying the midos, constantly. Biglal hagidul hamahir shamavsham, because their nefesh is constantly progressing. Their nefesh is constantly growing. Biglal sheishuotam b'talich tzmichat midi. Because their personality is also growing. הרי שבכל יום מתעוררת אנרגיות חיים חדשות וסוחפות. Every day I wake up in the morning, that means every day is different, every day is new. And if every day is different, every day is new, I also have to be different and new with that every day. שדורשות עידון וכיוון מיידי, and I need direction, I need guidance, I need to work on myself. תנועה ההתפחות האינסטטיבית של נפש הצדיק מחייבת אותו שלא לשקוט על שמירה ולא לרגע אחד. You see that? The instinct of a tzaddik is that the more he grows, the more he shares, the more he interacts, the more he has to work on himself. That's what makes a tzaddik. And that's what we're talking about today. We spoke last week that every person can contribute to the ruchnius of this world. We said that. You don't have to be the greatest tzaddik, you can be the simple guy. Every single person is put in this world for one purpose only, and that is to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We gave an example, the Midrash of the flags. The Midrash is a beautiful Midrash. It says, why Bnei Yisrael are clinging to the flags? You know why? Because they have this great appetite, this spiritual appetite. They understand when they have nothing. How do you cling to Kodesh Baruch Hu? You know what? You know how you cling to Kodesh Baruch Hu? You behave like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You act like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Your midot are like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Rachum Chanun, we also have to be Rachum Chanun. Not only to our friends, not only to our family members, not only to the roommates, not only to the students that we really don't know that well. Even to our foes and our enemies, we have to be Rachum Chanun. We have to have pity. And finally, we ended off with a final note from Rav Kook. Rav Kook says, don't ever think that the growing stops. Because it doesn't. Rav Kook says that it's a constant, constant struggle. You always have to look at yourself. You always have to try to improve yourself. And even if you reach great spiritual heights, there's always room for improvement. Where? Not learning the next Rashi. That's not what he was talking about. There's always improvement in our midot. Because the more we improve in our midot, the closer we get to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shakoach. Thank you very much for coming.